Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy third week of October the 16th. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We are talking today with Mandy Spiegelberg. Now, she's been in a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the baby diaper drive, so we're going to recap that. She is the office manager of the Neighbor's Place and program manager of the Baby's Place. Good morning, Mandy. Thanks for joining us again today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here on this Wellness Wednesday.
Absolutely. So we've been talking about this a lot, this diaper drive. This was the second annual baby diaper and hygiene drive. And this is spearheaded by the Knights of Columbus of Wausau, right?
Absolutely. Yes. They got in contact with our community engagement manager last fall. And so last year was our first inaugural diaper drive. And this year was our second. And it did not only meet our expectations, but went far and beyond what we were expecting. It was a phenomenal turnout.
What was last year's numbers to this year's numbers? Where did we rank?
I think we are we got doubled what we had last year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And this was a big effort, right? So it was the Knights of Columbus Wausau and the Neighbor's Place. And then we got on board too, but there was lots of other people that were involved with this drop-off locations, right?
There definitely were. And I want to give a shout out to all the different surrounding communities, not only here in Wausau, but we had drop-off locations at Edgar, Cronenweather, Marathon, Mosinee, Schofield, and Weston. And it's important to get the other outlying communities in Marathon County involved, because as an organization, the Neighbor's Place and the Baby's Place, we serve all of Marathon County. So it's great to get those other communities involved and well, and we're greatly appreciated.
And when it's harder for them to get the resources, right? So that is good that we have partners in those areas to help get these things to them too, right?
Absolutely. And as an organization, the Baby's Place program, we also do outreach in different communities as well. So hitting those locations that we're able to do outreach in is important to us.
Sure. And in the second half, you know, the first half, and then we have a second half. We'll talk a little bit more about how people can get involved or maybe get some of these services in the second portion of this. So in the first half here, I just want to recap it a little bit more and give the people the props that deserve it, because, I mean, you guys were hopping, right?
So we definitely were.
What was the sorting event like? That must have been amazing.
It was quite intense. So we had quite a few knights and their significant others there, and other people that were on the planning committee. And we had about 10 Gaylords set up in our sorting room in our warehouse. And everyone just got to town and started counting and sorting and diaper boxes and hygiene and wipes. They were going every which way. So it was a pretty intense, exciting moment.
Fantastic. And again, we're going to talk some numbers when we come back off the break here, but it's a lot of diapers. We did good. And we would touch in on some of the sponsors that helped out too. So we will be back right after a message from our sponsor, the Community Blood Center, who was good enough to sponsor Wellness Wednesday this October. And again, we will be back in just a minute with Mandy Spiegelberg, office manager of the Neighbor's Place and program manager of the Baby's Place. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out and sticking with us on this 16th of October Wellness Wednesday. And again, we're here with Mandy Spiegelberg, office manager of the Neighbor's Place and program manager of the Baby's Place. And we're recapping the second annual baby diaper and hygiene drive that was put on by the Knights of Columbus, Wausau, and the Neighbor's Place. And it was great, right? We doubled it from last year. So, and that's what you want with something like this, is you always want to improve on the last round. And I think it was pretty well organized. We had a lot of great drop-off locations. A lot of people got involved. And how many, because this is a very important need in our community. This is not something that affects like one or two families. This affects a lot of people. You said like 300 families, right, are going to benefit from this drive?
Yes. So on average monthly, we see 300 families come and utilize the services of the Baby's Place. And approximately around 550 different children are receiving diaper services from the baby's place alone. So when we're talking about Wellness Wednesday, think about the impact this diaper drive has on the wellness of those children and those families in general. So not only the diaper packs, but the baby hygiene, the diaper rash cream, the wipes. So this drive definitely will have a great impact on the wellness of a lot of children in our area in Marathon County.
And I think it's just a neat thing that it's something that is obviously necessary, diapers, and we just kind of don't think about them very much. And they're just a thing you have to go get. But when you're a family that is struggling or maybe just had some hard times that they're trying to get through, that's a big expense and you have to make choices. So this helps that. You don't have to make a choice. You can come to the neighbor's place. That's what the baby's place is for.
Absolutely. We welcome families who are have fallen on hard times or are struggling to make ends meet to come and utilize our services. And you can find more information out about that at theneighborsplace.org or stopping by our location at 360 Grand Ave here in Wausau. We are welcoming people to come in and utilize our services because that's what we're here for, because of the wonderful support that we get from our community through drives like the Knights of Columbus and Wave FM and the other supporters have helped us with this year.
Yeah, and you guys have been, the Neighbor's Place is not new, right? It's been in the area for a while, and there's still people that just don't know about it.
Absolutely. And please, even if you yourself are not in need of diaper services, please get the word out. Help spread the word about the great things that the Neighbor's Place organization has to offer. So the food, the market is our food service, and then the baby's place is our diaper service. So we definitely are willing and ready to help any family that is in need, whether it's a one or a two time event or it's an ongoing service. We're just here to support.
The other thing I think is neat, since the Community Partners Campus has been created and you guys moved over on Grand Avenue, you have like long-term things too, where you can come get food, but if it's maybe different food, we have refugees in the area, or we just have people that maybe haven't been exposed to produce, I mean, as weird as that sounds, that they're not used to those things from the farmers markets, you guys actually teach them how to cook and use those things too.
Absolutely. We are always trying to look for different programming for our guests and for community members to have more long-lasting effect for their well-being, whether it's social or emotional.
And it's that whole adage kind of, you know, teach a man to fish.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So, like, if we can help these people now and get them the skills, they won't need the services in the future. And maybe they'll pay it back and pay it forward, I mean, maybe to someone else and teach them something.
We definitely have seen that. We have seen individuals pay back to us. So households that may have maybe utilized our services 1 or 2 years ago and now have found full-time employment and now are either giving back through volunteering services or monetary donations.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. And that's how it's supposed to work, right? You know, you need a hand up, not a handout. You get through it and then you can give back. And maybe there's somebody listening right now that is looking to volunteer or do something. We're almost out of time, but if you, Mandy, would take us out, let us know how to get a hold of the Neighbor's Place and who they could talk to if they're listening to this and just want to get involved.
Absolutely. So all the information that anyone would ever need is at our website, neighborsplace.org, or you can call us by calling 715-845-1966.
Fantastic. And we'll talk to Mandy and the gang from the Neighbor's Place again in the future, but thank you guys so much for everything you do. Thank you so much for the second annual Baby Diaper and Hygiene Drive and the Knights of Columbus. It was great working with you guys, and I can't wait to do it again.
Greatly appreciated. Looking forward to it.
All right. Have a great day, guys, and thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.